just been feeling very emotional. And I don't know if it's everything that's happened this week or a buildup of everything that's happened in my life, or I'm getting my period early, or honestly, I've never like really figured out my cycle, so I don't really know. Is it like ovulation when I get emotional? I don't know. But yeah, it could possibly also just be that I've just finished Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt for like the 100th time, and it still like pulls at my heartstrings. So I'm just thinking about it, it's getting me all teary. What a good show. I don't know. I just want to feel safe and comfortable and good. And I feel like that's why I've just been chasing dopamine with like masturbation recently. But you know me, my concentration and like is just not there. But also I'm like, I struggle to just take it slow because once again, like my concentration just shifts. And like, so it's easy, especially when I don't have a vibrator, massager. Because I mean, it's like, they're broken. But I'm using my fingers, and like when I use my fingers, I feel like I need to watch to keep that focus. I watch like really violent, gross porn that just makes me feel shitty about myself afterwards and disappointed in myself, and it just makes me feel really sad. And so like the dopamine's only like so little. But it also fills up like an hour of my day. I'm not even making content out of it. Like, that's such a waste. I'm not even filming myself. But I don't know. I appreciate how kind and patient you've been with me. Like, when I know to you, it's like you're not being patient. It's just, I mean, what's normal to be expected from a partner, you know, love and kindness and understanding. But I mean, it could be very, very easy for you to take it personally. And maybe sometimes you do, but I feel like you always choose love. You choose to trust me. And also, I guess it takes trusting yourself and knowing that you are what I want. I just have been struggling lately to feel comfortable in my own body. I really love my body. I'm starting to feel so comfortable in it, and like the sense that I went to the swimming pool yesterday and with my niece, and I just had my, like, I was just wearing my costume and my tummy, my rolls were showing, and I just didn't care. But maybe that's because I already have such a sweet boyfriend. I'm like not looking for any potential suitors. I don't know. But yeah, I shouldn't discredit myself. I think I do also just feel more comfortable in my body. But I mean, with my body, I just don't know if I feel comfortable inside. I want to be able to just relax and enjoy being intimate with you. I want to let go. I want to feel myself. I want my mind to not be distracted. I think smoking helps. Not smoking, which is edibles. I can't roll a blunt for shit. But I'm thinking about going for a walk. I don't really know this city very well though, but I can just try to find a place. I found one that's 2.5 kilometers away. I like walking here. It's nice to walk. So maybe I'll go and come back and masturbate a little bit, and I don't know. I just feel really overwhelmed and heavy and just I don't know. I wish I could just show my face on OnlyFans and on Reddit and just 100% just be myself the way I am on I'm starting to be on my socials again, just being myself. Even when I'm not being myself and I'm playing characters, it's like that's still myself, you know? And just make that bank and just be a philanthropist. What is that? Oh, that account, I always think about her. The girl who started OnlyFans to help with the forest fires. Not forest fires, just the wildfires in Australia. The nude philanthropist. Something like that. Yeah, I want to be like her. I just want to help everyone. But I think I'm just realizing that that's not really a. I don't know. You can help people as much as you can, and as much as they want you to. But at the end of the day, you can't control people's feelings or their narratives or their boundaries or what they expect and want of this world. You can only just try your best to be your best self and then let that energy flow into the universe and do what it does. And that's really hard for me to accept, that I can't control situations or people. My titties have been really sensitive lately, which is nice. Touching them has been a nice, sharp reminder that I'm real and I exist. I'm kidding. Yeah, it's just nice. Nice jolt. I'm drinking black coffee without milk and sugar, but it actually tastes not bad. I mean, when in the city, I feel so very cosmopolitan. But, yeah. Anyway, I'm thinking I'm gonna upload this to Pillow Talk Audio on Reddit. I don't know. I don't know why I have this idea that, I don't know if it's because I want people to know me and to understand me, and I want to share this part of myself with people and be recognized and connect with people, have people want to connect with me, and or just want to be understood, or I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to market. I'm just trying to market ourselves. I don't think I'm doing that though. I think I want to do a podcast. I want to do a NSFW kind of podcast. I know I've been talking about this for a while, but I really want to do it. I have so much to say. So maybe it's not a podcast, it's just me talking. Just one long voice note. Anyway.